informal discussions with the Jan Sutin in Thailand and Sri Lanka, October 2015. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Huang and Sarah.
You see that the truth is so true, like visible object now. How long will it take to understand it as no one at all in it? Arises and falls away, see?
Attachment to being the expert.
Without the understanding, little by little, very gradually, to understand the meaning of anatta, that it cannot happen from anything at all except the moment of understanding, from moment, to be very confident in the truth so that it can condition moment of understanding a little bit. And then by then, one knows that it's time to begin to understand, see? But it takes quite a long, long time for that moment. And that can be proof because the words of the Buddha taught about visible object and that which can be seen, which is not people or things at all. Each word is so true. Why don't they understand that? They forget all about realities right now from thinking and hearing and seeing and so forth, see?
So it begins with the realities.
Right, right. And to be honest, sincere, to understand one's own ignorance and how much one knows to understand just a little bit of whatever appears now. It has to be this moment because after each word indicates the truth like nothing and something and then nothing, see? Everything. So panya is only the panya which can become detached because of the development of great understanding of that it's not I, not me, which sees now. See? No matter what life, the truth is the truth.
The idea of I is so strong if there is some understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even there is no word that now I am seeing, but it's so very deeply rooted. And that's why Buddha taught a lot about what happens in life today, each moment as it is, in order to develop the understanding of no self at all. Only the understanding of the subtlety of reality from time to time, from life to life. And it has to be so natural. See, he taught everything that it cannot be not like it is now. It has to be by conditions. By having the understanding of conditions, it can forget about wanting to know and try to know because it's so natural. And that is life is so very pleasant to understand that no one can do anything. And whatever happens is conditioned, for sure, no matter what. That's all, until then. Because when he talk about a moment of seeing, or a moment of hearing, or a moment of thinking, it must be moment of nothing besides that. Nothing appear, see? So one can study and see the great virtues and the great wisdom of Buddha about his development of understanding from the life of being Bodhisattva until he could become enlightened all realities as they are. So great that nobody can be compared at that very moment of enlightenment. So at that moment, no word yet, but at moment of helping the others, all the words come from his understanding and his enlightenment to tell Dhamma by way of Khanda, Dhamma by way of Tattu, Dhamma by way of Ayatana, Dhamma by way of Ariyasatya, just to understand the no self, in order that any moment will come by conditions to understand better than that. Now it begins to understand. It can be only thinking at the beginning, but it grows and grows until there's no need to be conditioned for thinking, or if there is, Panya can understand the thinking is not self. Because Panya has to understand everything until the vichikicca is completely eradicated, together with wrong understanding. So it's just any moment, anything, anytime. And when there can be the understanding of the difference between the self who's trying, even just a little bit, and when it has arisen from conditions and understanding, much different. Because that is the true and the pure anatta, and that is the I who still try. That's why Panya can become clearer and clearer to understand avicca and ignorance and attachment and wrong understanding and wrong practice. Silapata Brahmasa. It works all the time from hearing and hearing and hearing and understand each word better and better. That's why at Ratbhavan I talked about what Buddha said in the Tipitaka, the Suttas and Abhidhamma, but it's not time for people to understand that it's so very subtle. So we have to begin to let them see how much ignorance is there. Avicca is so great. Even coming to Muniti and listen just for themselves, this is wrong. Just understanding the depth and the subtlety of each word, like Dhamma. If anyone can understand Dhamma clearly, they can be the way leading to be Arahata, all the way Anatta.
So I think the attachment to results really hinders a lot, makes it so difficult to be sincere to this moment, because that strong clinging to me and results means not honest enough to really understand how much ignorance there is at this moment, that what we would like to be clear is not clear. And
they thought that they understand the teachings of the Buddha, but actually it's not at all. He forgot that before the time of the Buddha's teaching, people observed precept for their own sake. I have observed, so I gain result. So no understanding of what precept is at all, not what sila is. So this is the very difference between all other, what people are doing around the world, because they have no understanding of what is what. So they just think that precepts is the best thing in their life and is the teachings of the Buddha. But they do not realize that before the teachings of Buddha, people also observed precept without any understanding at all. So there must be the difference between the precept before the time of Buddha and precept after having the three gems as refuge. So he just take the word from the book. Everyone likes that it's so easy, but actually the teachings of the Buddha is not easy at all. Because he talk about everyday life, the kusala sila, akusala sila, and apayagata sila. Because sila is not the body, it's the citta. So when citta is akusala, the body in each move follow the
whatever the outward appearance is, the manner of the citta.
So without him, who could say that this is not sila, this is not wholesome sila, it is akusala, because they thought that they have to go to the temple and ask for the precepts, and that they have precept. But actually, just that moment and the other moment is not understanding of having precept at all. So it needs a teaching so much to understand the citta, whether that moment is sila or not.
Otherwise, it's the same for qualities such as metta.
Anything, yeah. They don't know Panya, that Panya, only Panya can save one from avicca and attachment. Otherwise, they thought that they have less ignorance and attachment and wrong view.
Judge the other's behavior instead of understanding their own citta, and they see someone's behavior and they say, oh, this person does this or that person does that, but no understanding of the manner of the citta.
That's why we cannot understand people from appearance, at all.
Unless you have really long and detailed and honest discussions with someone, not just, oh, well, John, how wonderful, but unless you've really discussed in detail about the nature of realities, you have no idea what their way of thinking is.
And he thought that he has great metta to help me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But must be privately, in private. Why doesn't he have metta with the others? Yeah. With any people, anyone.
And if he has so much
metta and would like to help you with all your wrong understanding, why not let others listen and benefit as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd like to hear it.
But right, just for some people.
It can happen any time when we don't know, when someone, the confidence and the understanding is not firm enough. It's, we know when we talk to some friends at the foundation and they just think that pariyatti is the amount of book knowledge one has or something like this, so we know it's not really understanding because it's not really about this moment, it's just about being able to recite all the details and know all the facts or study Pali or something.
Can they say that they know much about reality but they don't know what is now?
Exactly.
Like you say, everyone misunderstands what is sila, not understanding about the nature of
chitta. People in Bangkok, in Thailand, in the world, observe sila without understanding. That's what I say.
Yeah.
And that's not the teaching. Because sila is the condition leading to enlightenment when one understands.
The parami with understanding. And it's all about the chitta at this moment. No one else knows the chitta, but only Tanya can know. Passing all the big houses, I was thinking, oh, so good to be homeless.
It's like sleeping and awakening.
Oh, no, we didn't do it. That would be great. Waking homeless at each moment.
Each place is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Only thinking is different.
Yeah. Just visible object, wherever.
That's why it begins to see that it's only what is seen. And the idea of heaven or hell or house or Hong Kong is only conditioned.
Different hell realm or
conditioned
realm or Japan or Thailand. Just a moment of seeing visible object. Nothing to be excited about at all.
Nothing to cling to.
And not important to know the details about different realms and what it's like in our realm or this or that, because actually just seeing, just
only
thinking.
Only to see that there is a numerous reality arising everywhere.
Wherever, no way to escape it.
Mm. Not only this.
We never know how life will go or what path will come at any moment.
Sorry.
We don't know. She was just saying about work of karma.
Thank you.
And any moment, any time, any life.
We were in Sankhaburi to visit the children there. The children gave money to support building the school. And this girl, she danced.
Oh, do they?
And her eyes fixed on Khun Duong Dien. So I told Khun Duong Dien, look at this girl. She never changed her spot after. She just looked at her, no matter she moved this way or that way, because she danced and she go this way. But her eyes fixed.
Always looked at Khun Duong Dien.
And after that, Khun Duong Dien think that she's the one that she would like to have there with her.
So afterwards, Khun Duong Dien spoke to her, and was she happy with the idea?
Yes,
it will.
Both are, everyone is happy.
At least now everything is quite peaceful for the time being, I think.
But not completely.
No.
It's still in the mind, but it's not as wrong as before.
It's been a very difficult period in Thailand these few years.
By karma, by traditions, and by the individual's accumulation of karma.
And most of the problem is just the thinking about it.
But we have everyone with metta, because they have their own karma.
Yeah. And their own ideas.
It is their own karma. People always feel sorry for the sad happening, which is not good. But it's too late. We should have...
Feel sorry for the akusala citta that accumulates from moment to moment. Like when we have a lot of lobha, no one feels sorry about it.
Everything is so very temporary, but Panya can see what's unwholesome and what is wholesome. So Panya has its own channel to go. And now the teachings spread quite very good through radio and TV.
The teachings?
The teachings of the Buddha.
Yes.
Now spread very good.
Right. Everyone has access, everyone can
like
hear
that, family.
Yeah,
see?
Like the family or the
and
rubbish
tray.
Anyone can hear it. And I think even with the English, because we have so many edited sets uploaded, so anyone can have access. Like Kun Nui, she said she found it so helpful to listen in English.
When it appears as many things, it's object of attachment. Not knowing the succession of the arising of just three short realities. So without understanding little by little that they are separated, just one doorway at a time, see? And by then, when reality appears, the right understanding begins to become detached because of understanding the true nature of reality. More and more, clearer and clearer. So it's only right understanding which develops, because the object is exactly the same, no difference. But right understanding begins to grow, to understand.
As you say, more and more, clearer and clearer.
Yeah, and more doorways.
So Kim, she's talking about right understanding, more and more, clearer and clearer. More and more.
More and more, clearer and clearer.
More and more, clearer and clearer. More and more doorways. More and more realities.
So it develops now, see, at moment of seeing, when there is seeing. By understanding. Gradually develops. Depending on what doorway appears, can be a moment of hardness.
But have to be more of realities that are known.
More and more moment with understanding of sati itself, not I.
Right. Just sati itself, that's all.
Panya can understand everything as it is, lopa, attachment as attachment. Thinking is thinking, seeing is seeing. Exactly like Buddha thought, every moment. So it depends on right understanding only to develop. There it sounds, see, but it depends on whether it is right awareness or right understanding or not. And that which is seen is there as it's heard, but now can it be understood as just that which can be seen?
And only understanding can know then whether it's right. Sati or not at that moment. Mm-hmm.
And more confidence on this is the object of understanding only when it appears. So now, no right understanding of the that which experiences, which is it's the faculty of experience this and that all the time, but the appearance of the object is so strong that one always forget about that which experience.
Because usually there's clinging to the object,
right.
And no awareness,
yeah.
At all of just seeing or hearing or,
yeah.
Thinking itself.
That's why the experiencing must be developed,
very
understood.
Important. Understood.
Because it arises and falls away quicker than the object, changing all the time, yeah. From seeing to so and so and so, and attachments there. Only 3 moments after seeing, the akusla is there. So very fast.
And I think that if it's no understanding of the experiencing, such as seeing, that even what one thinks of as being known, the visible object, isn't really known, because it's still the idea of I'm seeing whatever it is, so the seeing or the hearing has to be understood clearly from the beginning as well.
So one can understand what's meant by just turning that which is upside down, because the citta is covered up all the time.
But actually it's just here and now. And when this understanding is clear and obvious, cannot be anything other than seeing which sees, or anything other than hearing that hears.
But it's the intellectual understanding which will lead to the conditions for the moment of right awareness unexpectedly. So one knows that there is no other way. It's only the developing of more understanding from learning.
And very naturally, just now,
right.
Just seeing, hearing.
That's why it's so very difficult for anyone to be patient enough to know and to think that no other thing but only this can be object of direct experience.
Just one world at a time.
Right understanding, get used to understand reality as different from what one takes before. Naturally, more and more, until it's changed from the habit of clinging to that which appears to have the understanding of no self there at all. Getting used to the characteristic of the Paramattha Dhamma.
Nothing else at all.
Because you see that it's Paramattha Dhamma, but it's so very hard to understand that it's not the tree or anything at all. Only that which is seen, only very shortly, all the time, continuously, rapidly, unknowingly. So we can see the great right understanding of the Buddha
at this moment. Actually, I think it's just such a relief when
there's understanding. It is just visible objects seen, just seen. It's like being homeless, getting rid of all the garbage.
Yeah.
Understanding is just reality at this moment.
Yeah. When there's less clinging, there is nothing.
All the things one finds so important is just air, it's just nothing at all.
So only Paramadhamma.
Coming back just to this moment is a big relief for a moment.